Nolte, Alexander Vindman de Christinome, Fuck Off You Fascist BTCH. By John Nolte on June 13, 2025. Alexander Vindman, aka Resistance Newman, is once again revealing to the world that he's an aging, chubby, hateful little leftist who is deeply partisan and mentally unstable. Resistance Newman's latest contribution to the political process is telling Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, fuck off you fascist bitch. No, really. And for good measure, he did it twice. Vindman, who served as the Director of European Affairs for the United States National Security Council, NSC, under President Trump and then initiated that totally lame-ass first impeachment of Trump in 2019, melted down on X after U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, in civilian clothes on Thursday, rushed Noem's podium during a press briefing. He was removed from the room and then handcuffed. He was released in time to play the victim on MSNBC. It was a statement from the Department of Homeland Security that triggered Vindman's unhinged sexism. Mr. Padilla was told repeatedly to back away and did not comply with officers' repeated commands. The statement reads in part, adding that the Secret Service thought he was an attacker and officers acted appropriately. Secretary Noem met with Senator Padilla after and held a 15-minute meeting. So, Noem met with Padilla, but perfectly round Vindman still released his hateful and unhinged sexism. How about this for disrespect? Fuck off. At @sec_Noem@KristiNoem fuck off you fascist bitch. Hashtag First Amendment. Yikes. This guy sat on the White House National Security Council, y'all. Please do tell me again that the deep state doesn't exist. We should all be grateful he did this, for two reasons. The first is how revealing it is. This is who these people are, vile, full of hate, and emotionally unstable. Second, the regime media will once again reveal who they are by saying nothing about this. Even though we all know how they would react if a high-profile Republican was attacking a female Democrat cabinet secretary. Trump and his agenda won in 2024 for many reasons. But one biggie was Democrats revealing their true selves and their true agenda. And the fact that they are in no mental or psychological shape to be put in charge of anything. So, let's all thank Resistance Newman. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.